Welcome to Excel Bytes, the podcast that delivers bite-sized Excel learning. Each episode focuses on a specific feature to help you get more from your spreadsheets. I'm Mike Thomas, and in this episode, I'm looking at pivot tables. But what are pivot tables? Think of them as a magic wand for data analysis. They make it really simple to summarize a table or a range of data. You know when you've got a massive spreadsheet with thousands of rows and your boss asks you something like, what were our total sales per quarter by region, broken down by product? And you think, right, that's my afternoon gone then. Pivot tables do that in about 30 seconds, which is either brilliant or slightly scary, depending on whether you've been charging by the hour. When I teach pivot tables, I start by showing some data. In my case, it's sales data for Excellent Ice Cream. That's my made-up company that I use for demos. They're a US-based company that makes and sells ice cream. 8 different flavors, 7 ice cream stores around the US, and they sell to the general public, but also supply businesses like supermarkets and restaurants. So I have about 1,600 rows of sales data. This one has headings such as date, flavor, store location, revenue, number of pots sold, and I need a report that shows revenue and number of pots sold, broken down by store and flavor. I start by showing how to do it manually, without pivot tables. Loads of complicated sumifs and countifs functions with part absolutes. Doing it that way would take 15 to 20 minutes, if not longer, assuming you know how to build the functions. Then I show how to create the same thing as a pivot table. 6 clicks and in under a minute. So, how do you create a pivot table? Click anywhere inside the data that you want to summarize. Click Insert on the ribbon and then click Pivot Tables. Tell Excel where the data's coming from, although it actually works this out for you based on the cell the cursor's in. Tell Excel where you want to put the pivot table and click OK. You get a pivot table fields panel appearing on the screen. The top half contains a list of what Excel calls field headings. They're the column headings from the original data. The lower half of the panel contains 4 boxes known as wells. And all you do is drag the column headings from the top half into the relevant wells. So say you wanted, as I said, a list of stores down a column, and a list of flavours across a row. And in the intersection of the store and flavour in all of those cells, you want the total revenue for that store-flavour combination. So say revenue for vanilla ice cream sold from the New York store. You drag the store heading into the rows well, you drag the flavour heading into the columns well, and you drag the revenue into the values well. And that's it. Want to see average revenue instead of total? Easy. Right-click a cell in the revenue column in the pivot table, select Summarize Values By, and select Average. No formulas needed. Want to see percentages instead of dollar amounts? Right-click any of the cells containing a revenue, select Show Values As, and select Percent of Grand Total. Again, no formulas needed. The clever bit is that you're not actually changing your original data. You're just creating different views of it. And here's where it gets really useful. You can display the data any way you want to just by dragging the fields around within that panel. Want to see it by month instead? Drag date into rows. Want to filter it just to show vanilla ice cream? Drag flavour into the filters well and select vanilla from a drop-down list. And once you've built your pivot table, you can create a chart from it. It's known as a pivot chart, but it's actually just a chart based on a pivot table. One of the annoyances with pivot tables is that they don't automatically update. What I mean is, your source data is in a table. I know it doesn't have to be, but your life will be easier if your data is in a table rather than a range. Your data source for the pivot table is the table. You add new rows to your table, the table expands, or you update an existing value in the table. The pivot table doesn't update. You have to manually refresh it. And if you forget, the pivot table will then be out of date. You can refresh either by right-clicking a cell in the pivot table and selecting Refresh, or you can click Refresh All on the data ribbon. Using Refresh All will update all the pivot tables in the file, whereas right-click Refresh will only refresh the pivot table you right-click in. However, big news. Auto-refresh is coming to pivot tables, which means that when you add new rows to the data source, or you update an existing value in the data source, all the pivot tables in the file that are based on that data will automatically update. At the time of recording, this feature is currently only available to those signed up to the Microsoft beta channel, but it's something to look forward to. Unfortunately, I don't have a date when they're actually going to release it. Pivot tables work on Mac Excel almost as well as they do on Windows. There's just a few differences. If you're interested, check out one of my videos. I've put a link in the show notes. Getting back to pivot table functionality, there are things called slicers, which are essentially visual filters. Whenever I demo slicers, I get wows in the chat and red love hearts. And I'm talking about the emojis you get in Teams and Zoom, by the way, not real love hearts. Slicers are basically buttons that you can click on to filter your pivot table, instead of using drop-down menus like it's 1999. They look cool, they look professional, which means they're perfect for impressing people. But the real magic of pivot tables isn't in any of these fancy features. It's in the simple fact that you can answer complex questions quickly without writing elaborate formulas, without creating multiple helper columns. You just drag, drop, and you're done. So if you've been avoiding pivot tables because they sound complicated, give them a go. So that's pivot tables demystified, or at least rendered slightly less mysterious. Thank you for listening, and if you've got any questions or comments, please submit them via the contact form on the theexceltrainer.co.uk website. Or, if you're listening to this via the website, you can post them into the comments section at the bottom of this page.